Rubio directs U.S. diplomats to avoid public comments amid fragile Iran talks. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio issued a directive to American ambassadors in the Middle East instructing them to refrain from public statements, interviews, or social media activity that could heighten tensions or complicate sensitive relationships as the Trump administration pushes Iran to dismantle its nuclear program. The memo, obtained by The Guardian, emphasized that discipline in messaging is essential during this volatile period. The cable was widely interpreted as a veiled rebuke of U.S. Ambassador to Israel Mike Huckabee, whose appearance on Tucker Carlson's podcast drew regional condemnation after he said Israel had a biblical right to much of the Middle East and suggested it would be acceptable if Israel took it all, although the memo did not name Huckabee. Its timing, just 2 days after the remarks made its target clear, White House officials reportedly feared that his comments could harden Iran's stance in ongoing negotiations and frustrate President Donald Trump, who was already angered by the interference in delicate diplomacy. The directive comes against the backdrop of high-stakes nuclear talks in Geneva led by Trump envoys Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner, which ended largely without progress. The U.S. team pressed Iran to permanently dismantle its nuclear enrichment sites at Fordow, Isfahan, and Natanz, facilities targeted by Trump's airstrikes in the prior year, and to surrender its enriched uranium stockpile. They also demanded a deal with no sunset provisions, unlike the 2015 Obama-era accord. Iran rejected these proposals, and the lack of a breakthrough has fueled concerns that Tehran may be stalling for time, which could influence Trump's decision on whether to authorize further airstrikes. Rubio is scheduled to travel to Israel to meet Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu as the administration weighs its next steps. Meanwhile, Huckabee's biblically framed comments about Israel's territorial claims continue to draw sharp criticism from Arab leaders, underscoring the diplomatic risks posed by unsanctioned public statements during a period of escalating regional tension.